The legal question that's going to define AI deployment for the next decade landed squarely this week. Who is liable when an AI model is used to attack real systems? Lawyers are actively working through the liability frameworks after incidents in which Claude and OpenAI models were used to compromise real infrastructure. This is not theoretical anymore. These were operational attacks on real systems. And the question of whether liability falls on the model developer, the deploying company, the individual user, or some combination is genuinely unresolved in current law.
The business stakes here are enormous. If courts decide that model developers bear primary liability for downstream misuse, even when users deliberately weaponize the systems, it creates an existential risk premium for every AI company. If courts put liability entirely on deployers or users, you potentially create a moral hazard where model developers have no incentive to invest in misuse prevention. The middle ground frameworks that attorneys are currently building around foreseeability, reasonable precaution, and product liability doctrine are going to face their first serious judicial tests in the next 18 months.
The 15 Republican attorneys general warning OpenAI to preserve records in connection with the AI hacking probe is significant for a different reason. It's the first time we've seen a coordinated multi-state enforcement action aimed at an AI company, and it signals that state attorneys general, regardless of party, are positioning themselves as the active regulators in a space where federal legislation hasn't materialized. That's the pattern we saw with data privacy. The states moved, Congress didn't, and California's CCPA effectively became national policy by default.
Palantir's earnings call gave us a completely different view of the AI industry from Alex Karp. Palantir beat earnings estimates. Karp called the numbers a blowout, and he used the platform to escalate his critique of Frontier AI Labs, essentially arguing that companies building general-purpose foundation models are creating systemic risks that defense-focused, mission-specific AI does not. Karp has been making this argument for 2 years. But the blowout earnings give it credibility. When you're beating numbers and attacking your competitors simultaneously, the market listens differently.
Anthropic's Mythos is a story worth watching carefully. China's growing anxiety about the system ahead of the Trump-Xi summit suggests it represents something substantive in the AI capability competition. China doesn't tend to signal anxiety about things that don't pose real competitive challenges. If Mythos represents a capability advance in AI-assisted decision-making or autonomous systems, areas where the U.S. has sought to maintain an edge, then Chinese concern is strategically rational, not performative.
Elon Musk's prediction that AGI will arrive this year is the kind of claim that demands scrutiny rather than either breathless coverage or reflexive dismissal. Musk described AI progress as a supersonic tsunami, which is evocative, if not particularly precise. The more operationally interesting question is what definition of AGI he's using, because the field has roughly a dozen competing definitions, and the goalposts move with each capability advance. If he means systems that can outperform humans on most cognitive tasks, some researchers think that's already partially achieved in narrow domains. If he means general reasoning across arbitrary new problems, we're probably not there in 2026.
OpenAI's Astra model results are the most concrete piece of that debate. Astra solved 10 long open mathematics problems for $2,000 in compute costs, producing machine-checkable proofs across cryptography, geometry, and combinatorics, including disproving a conjecture that had been open since 1999. That's not AGI. But it's a demonstration that AI systems are now generating original mathematical knowledge, not retrieving or recombining existing knowledge, but actually extending the frontier. That's qualitatively different from what models could do 3 years ago.
The regulatory perspective from Hugging Face CEO Clément DeLonge cuts against the standard pro-regulation narrative in an interesting way. He's arguing that heavy AI regulation risks concentrating power in exactly the large incumbents that regulators are nominally trying to constrain. The logic is that regulatory compliance costs are fixed costs that large companies can absorb, but that would eliminate smaller open source competitors. At the same time, he's saying China is winning the AI race on open models and could match US frontier labs by late 2026 or 2027. Those two positions together create a real dilemma. If we regulate heavily, we entrench incumbents, and China wins on open source. If we don't regulate, we get the liability problems we just discussed. There's no clean answer there.